Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now.
Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Tuesday, January 2nd, 2024. And welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Rural Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting off with your local news, Hardy County Sheriff's Office Animal Services would like you to meet Boss Hog. He's already neutered, is up to date on rabies vaccination, and he's tested negative for heartworm back in July, so he can go home same day. For more information, call 863-773-2320. And Hardy County Sheriff Vent Crawford presented Deputy Christopher Sorrell with a certificate of commendation this past weekend. Just a few weeks ago, Deputy Sorrell stopped for a welfare check on an individual sitting alongside the roadway. Deputy Sorrell was able to initiate conversation with the individual, learning the individual was emotionally distressed and intended to step in front of a passing vehicle to end his life. Deputy Sorrell convinced the individual to reconsider his actions and instead seek medical assistance for his mental well-being. Your local events, the City of Bowling Green will host their MLK and Black History Parade on Saturday, January 13th, starting at 11 a.m. Lineup begins at 10 a.m. at Centennial Park, and if you'd like to participate, please call 863-375-2255. Your jobs here in Hardy County, CVS is hiring a pharmacy technician. Qualifications include a minimum age of 16, appropriate licensing for pharmacy technicians in Florida, and basic English and math skills. Winn-Dixie is hiring a full-time front-end specialist. You must be at least 18 years old with a high school diploma or GED and proven experience as an SEG associate in customer service is preferred. And St. Amaro Nursing and Rehab is hiring a licensed practical nurse, a high school diploma or GED, unencumbered Florida LPN license, and long-term care experience are required. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. tonight and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuable something inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us and we'll read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
First National Bank of Wauchula offers mobile banking. Download our mobile banking app and have instant access to your accounts. Check your balance and activity whenever you need to. Manage and pay your bills from almost anywhere. Check out mobile banking from First National Bank of Wauchula. It's quick, easy, and secure.
Hardy HardyMidday.com is your internet destination for area news, upcoming events, and so much more. Our new site combines the stories and events you'll hear on Hardy Midday, plus national happenings. Get an instant look at your weekly weather, plus live radar. Listen to past Hardy Midday shows, and you can even send us your events using our friendly message form. Write it down or make it a bookmark. www.HardyMidday.com. That's www.HardyMidday.com.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Rural Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 62 degrees out, feels like 65. Sunny skies with no predicted chance of rain. Your shade temperature is 59 degrees. Winds north at 8 miles an hour with gusts up to 14. Your air quality is fair. The maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Your humidity ideal at 53%. The dew point is 45 degrees, 4% cloud cover, 10 miles visibility in your cloud ceiling all the way up at 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast for the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs. Last updated 10:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This afternoon, mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid-60s, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. Lows in the mid-40s, northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Wednesday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny. Highs in the lower 70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming south in the afternoon. And Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of showers in the evening, then a chance of showers with a slight chance of storms after midnight. Not as cool with lows in the upper 50s, south winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, and your chance of rain is 50%. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection has reopened the Eagle Pass and El Paso rail crossings into Mexico. Ag groups like the National Corn Growers Association, U.S. Wheat Associates, and National Association of Wheat Growers were happy with the move, but cautioned the agency against making similar decisions in the future. NCGA President Harold Wohl says he hopes this serves as a cautionary tale against similar rail shutdowns. USDA's Foreign Ag Service is reminding us that exports are important to those holiday treats that we've been enjoying recently. No matter where you baked, those holiday treats were extra sweet and delicious thanks to the high-quality U.S. food ingredients exported around the world. The U.S. exports almost $269 million worth of flour every year, $240 million worth of butter, $719 million worth of eggs and egg products, and $196 million worth of sugar. CNH Industrial launched the world's first tractor that's accessible for some 634,000 U.S. farmers and ranchers with lower limb disabilities. The New Holland TL5 was produced in Brazil and developed in partnership with several inclusive mobility companies. CNH enlisted farmer Fernando Dalmolin, who uses a wheelchair following an incident that left him without the use of his legs, to help develop the New Holland tractor.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations. Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio Program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News Program.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. SNS Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's SNS Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. Looking at 2023 highlights, it's hard to get past one glaringly obvious low light of the year. No new farm bill. Dr. Jonathan Kappas, Gardner Associate Professor of Agricultural Policy at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign.
It is a massive undertaking. It is a very large, complex legislative vehicle. It has a hefty price tag.
This hefty price tag coming up for reauthorization at a time when all major discussions were circling around budget issues.
There's a lot of reason to be concerned. On the upside, you know, we've got some experienced legislators. Chairwoman Stabenow in the Senate has worked on multiple farm bills. She wrote the brutal one that became the 2014 farm bill. She was ranking on the 18 farm bill. So she's got a lot of leadership experience. Mr. Thompson, the chairman on the House side, has been in Congress for quite some time, has worked on farm bills for a really long time. So he has a deep level of experience, but he has a challenge on the House floor, and he is even at the committee level. I think he's got some challenges with members who haven't voted on a farm bill, haven't debated a farm bill, kind of maybe come to this with perspectives that can be counterproductive to putting together the compromises and the coalition that you need to be successful.
Dr. Kappas sums it up by saying good leadership, challenging terrain for them to work on.
For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation. For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report and your sports news.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street opened sharply lower on this first trading day of the new year. Global shares also fell, while Bitcoin has risen to a two-year high. U.S. benchmark crude oil gained $1.66 to $73.31 per barrel in electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Traders and investors anticipate a trove of employment data this week. The government reports on November job openings tomorrow, weekly jobless claims on Thursday, and the closely watched December jobs report is due on Friday. Even though electric vehicle manufacturer Rivian more than doubled the number of vehicles delivered last year, it was still less than analysts were forecasting, and that sent Rivian stock lower. EV maker Tesla reports delivering 484,500 vehicles in the fourth quarter. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. And then there were two, Washington and Michigan, for all the college football marbles now. Washington got into the championship game yesterday by holding off Texas.
Washington is going to the CFP title game after holding off Texas 37-31. Michael Penix Jr. was 29 of 38 for 430 yards and two touchdowns as the Huskies improved to 14-0 heading into the title game against Michigan next Monday. Dylan Johnson ran for two TDs, and Jalen Paul and Jalen McMillan each had TD grabs. Texas had first and 10 at the Washington 12 with 15 seconds left but failed to score. Quinn Ewers threw for 318 yards, but his last three passes went incomplete in the waning seconds. I'm Dave Ferry.
Blake Corum rushed for a 17-yard touchdown on the second snap of overtime, and Michigan overcame Alabama to advance with a 27-20 victory in the Rose Bowl. This is SRN Sports. NFL news, Miami Dolphins pass rusher Bradley Chubb has a torn ACL in his right knee, and he will miss the rest of the season. Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel confirmed the injury on Monday. Chubb got hurt in the final minutes of Sunday's 56-19 loss at Baltimore. It went down after trying to make a tackle and was carted off. Daniel expressed regret afterward when asked why Chubb and other Dolphins starters were in the game at that point when the deficit was 30 points with only 3 minutes to go. Moving on to NBA action from yesterday, the Clippers trimmed Miami 121-104. It was Phoenix over Portland 108-88, Jazz 127, Mavericks 90. The Nuggets got the better of Charlotte 111-93, Pacers 122, Bucks 113. It was Houston over the Pistons 136-113, Toronto 124, Cleveland 121. The Knicks were too much for Minnesota 112-106. This is SRN. Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wachula, and always online at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: my dad used to say, always fight fire with fire, which explains why he was kicked off the fire department. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Until then, have a great and safe rest of your day, folks.
For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.